Space, the final frontier. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. In space, no one can hear you scream. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. He who controls the spice controls the universe. Houston, we have a problem. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is We Watch Movies. I am Forrest, your host, and joining me today is my co-host, Elijah, and we're very excited for today's space episode. Elijah, how are you?
I'm good. I was very confused for a second because I was like, he wouldn't confuse Star Trek and Star Wars like that. And then it was just like the whole thing was that. So yeah, I'm
the
good.
Whole bang.
Yeah, yep.
I know a couple of those were really hard to, you know, find out what I was referencing there, but I'm sure you stuck through it, huh?
Yeah, I definitely totally didn't know every single one pretty easily.
But you got them. You got them.
Yeah, I did.
That's the kind of space nerd you are.
Yeah, space nerd. Is that like a...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. What are we doing today?
Okay, so today, Elijah, we're going to continue a conversation we had a couple weeks ago. We are going to be looking at a top 25 list that came out in 2017. It is from The Ringer. It is the top 25 space films of all time. And like I said, it came out in 2017, so there may be some of your favorites out there, listening audience, that are not on this list. And I'm sorry for that, but I can't help it. But we're going to be going through the list and reacting to it and then offering a bit of a red bottle through our own top 10 space lists. Are you good with that, Elijah?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm ready to be upset.
Okay. A couple of things to note before we get started. I think for the sake of everyone's easement and time, because it'll kind of prevent us from going too deep into films, let's keep this spoiler-free, this episode spoiler-free.
I'm down.
You good with that? Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have a couple things to note from this The Ringer list. First thing that is different between our list and The Ringer's list is on their list, they had a rule, which we thought was kind of dumb.
Yeah,
no offense,
super
but
dumb.
It's stupid.
It's awful.
Where to be qualified to be on this list, it didn't have to be a space movie, but space had to at least make a cameo appearance, as they called it, which Elijah and I, for our lists, we decided space had to be a more integral part of the film's narrative than just showing up. So
yeah, like, I mean, any movie like, that shows the sky could count as that.
Yes. So a film like Avatar or The Planet of the Apes, the original one, neither of those would count according to us, but they do according to them. Now, before
I would give a slight pass to Avatar because the whole thing takes place on another planet. That's space-ish enough. Yeah.
But they spend like 2 minutes in space.
Yeah. Semantics. I don't have Avatar on my list, so it doesn't matter.
You know what? Avatar gets a tiny pass because of Elijah.
Thanks, man.
Now
it's not gonna matter.
Yeah. So before we get into their list, break down how they came to the 25. They came from basically what they did was they had everyone in their office list their top 10 favorite space films of all time. They weeded out all of the non-serious candidates such as Alien Nation. They threw in a couple that are prominent space films, and they went around and they measured the metric of their cultural relevance based off of Google News hits and how much those films are being talked about on Twitter and some other factors. And that's how they got these 25 films. And before we get into those 25, which we'll go through here, I guess pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah, I'll start just by listing their honorable mentions. The first one, if you're ready, Elijah.
Yeah, let's react.
All right. The first honorable mention is Total Recall from 1990.
I've heard good things.
Yes. The second one is Danny Boyle. It's a space movie.
Okay. What's the second one again?
Danny Boyle's Sunshine.
Okay. Heard good things as well.
The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis and Chris Tucker.
Heard good things. You'll notice a running theme here where Forrest and I haven't seen as many space movies as we realized. So it's going to be a lot of, we've heard good things.
Well, I have seen Total Recall. I've seen parts of The Fifth Element, but
yeah, I've heard good things about all three of these, and based on their legacy, I feel like they should be higher.
Right. The next one is 2016's Hidden Figures, which I have seen.
Jackie's seen that. She liked it.
It was pretty good. And then this one you and I have both seen once or twice is Interstellar. And I think this is where we have the biggest complaint on the whole list.
It's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
They came up with 25 space movies that have at least a cameo of space that are better than Interstellar.
Somehow they did it. And you'll notice, I'm pretty sure as we go through this list, it'll be comparing. No, that's not better than Interstellar.
Yeah.
For
most Avatar's not better than Interstellar. Avatar's kind of mediocre.
Well, okay, I'll defend Avatar because I really liked it, but it's not better than Interstellar. It's nowhere near as good as Interstellar.
Okay, that was dumb. Let's go.
Continue. The cinematography and the score and all of that, the story, the
acting, everything, literally everything. Yeah.
So here's our top 25. Number 25, Galaxy Quest, 1999, starring Alan Rickman, Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver.
Is that the spoof movie on Star Trek?
Yes, and it's amazing. I don't have any problems with this being on the list, aside from the fact that Interstellar is not on the list.
I've heard good things. That's going to be my catchphrase.
Alan Rickman is hilarious. He plays a parody of like a Spock type character.
Nice. He would do well at that.
Okay, so there's this one, I don't want to get into too many spoilers, but basically it's this cast of show that, you know, ran for like 7 seasons earlier, and you know, they're kind of washed out actors going around to comic cons, and he's dressed up in his alien attire, and then these aliens from real aliens from outer space come, having seen the show, thinking it was a live feed from Earth. And so they need their help. So they take this cast of this former, you know, Star Trek parody, you know, and they bring them onto their ship, which they have replicated from what they saw on the TV show. And so the cast is pretending to be the actual crew from the show. And they're at the dinner table. And these aliens prepared the same cuisine as their characters eat in the show. And it's just a bowl full of Beatles for Alan Rickman.
That does sound very good.
It's very hilarious. All right. Number 24, if you're ready.
Yeah.
Is a film I hadn't heard of, so I don't really have much to say here, but it's Gattaca from 1997.
Gattaca. I don't know much either, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty famous. So, sure. I'll accept it. It
stars Ethan Hawke. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I know we'll both disagree with is number 23, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
No. It's like D tier Star Wars.
I like it better than you do.
But yeah,
it's not a top 25 film. Certainly not better than Interstellar.
No, definitely not.
Get some characters. Some fun moments. But
yeah.
Care about.
Get some characters I care about, and maybe we have a conversation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was fun. Enjoyed it, but it's
enjoyable. 25. It's not great. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, what's next?
Number 22, The Martian.
That's good. I think it should be higher. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, this is the first one where I think it should be probably 7 or 8 slots higher. It's a great film. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Matt Damon is awesome. It's the second best space film, in my opinion, outside of maybe Star Wars and Star Trek of the last, you know, 20 years. 21, Contact.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I told you this yesterday, I wasn't a big fan. I'm not a huge fan of Jodie Foster, and the ending was a bit unsatisfying to me, but that's obviously nothing against Jodie Foster.
Yeah, and it's a fun movie. I think it's clever. I like it.
Yeah. And he's always fun, so. Mm-hmm. Number 20. Oh, I know you'll love this. Wall-E.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, people. Wall-E is not good.
Just take a minute to tell everyone why you hate Wall-E.
It's dumb.
Mm.
Okay. I get the need for, like, a conservation message. That's fine. Mm-hmm. No problem with it. Don't start your movie with an engaging, awesome robot love story and then have the plot twist be, oh, we're actually a conservation movie and the bad guy is a steering wheel. When the fat people come in, it gets boring. It's not fun anymore. Oh my gosh, there's so much wrong with that movie. It should have been 100% about Wall-E and Eva. That was the best part. And when that stopped happening and took a back seat, it was just rough.
You know what? I've always liked Wall-E, and I haven't considered this, but I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. When they did the robot love story in the midst of a dying Earth, great. When you bring floating fat people, when you bring in floating fat people and a steering wheel who's evil, I'm kind of checking out there.
Earn it.
That's all. Sorry.
I liked it. No.
Continue.
No, I don't. Oh, this is rough. Okay. Number 19, Space Jam.
Is that a space movie? Is space in that movie even as a cameo?
I mean, it is called Space Jam. I think, kind of.
I haven't seen kind it, of in it, but yes. Animated hybrid basketball movie cannot. I don't imagine that being a best space movie ever.
I think it's just Michael Jordan appeal, and hey, I totally get it. I love Michael Jordan, but it was fine. It was fine. Okay. Bill Murray was there.
That's most of his roles.
Yeah, Bill Murray was there. Yep, as always. All right, so number 18, Star Trek 2009.
Okay with that. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I have no complaints there. The great reboot that they did with this film. And then I think, how long did they wait for Star Trek Into Darkness to come out? It was like
3 years.
Three years?
Darkness was 09, I believe.
Was it? Yeah. Well, you mean, this one was 09. So you mean,
sorry,
2012, 2013, something like that?
Something like that. Might have been even 2011. I don't know.
Could you imagine, man, if they had released their third film prior to The Force Awakens coming out, they may have been able to corner the market on the space franchise. But then Star Wars came back and just some market for Star Trek films, but it's not the same now that once Star Wars came back, you know?
Oh, definitely not. Star Trek Beyond, which is really good, and if you haven't seen it, is worth watching. Made $150 million at the box office, and The Force Awakens made like $950 million at the domestic box office.
Did Solo make more money than the third Star Trek film?
I think it was pretty equal, maybe a little bit more.
So a bad Star Wars movie makes more than a good Star Trek movie, or about the same.
You know, I almost put Solo on my top 10 list just to annoy you.
Yeah, you're kind of spiteful like that. It's kind of your thing. All right.
Yes.
No. Number 17, Independence Day, 1996.
I'm not sure there's enough space to qualify it as a space movie, but it's a great freaking movie.
Aren't the last 30 minutes of the film all in space?
Really? I haven't seen it in years.
Okay. Well, that's fair. It's better than the sequel.
Yeah.
We're going to replace Will Smith with the lesser Hemsworth brother. It'll work.
It didn't. Jeff Goldblum was there. That's also most of his roles these days.
Yeah. like Thor Ragnarok. He's just being himself. All right. So number 16, one I haven't seen, so I was surprised it's on the list. Maybe you can validate it. Number 16, Predator, 1987.
100% not a space movie, but one of the best 80s movies of all time.
I definitely have to see it.
It's awesome. But absolutely not a space movie. There's one shot of space in the whole movie, I think.
So that's where their technicality plays into hand for them.
Yeah, it's stupid. Sure, the Predator is an alien, but like that doesn't make it a space movie.
Yeah. All right. Number 15, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Don't have much of a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there are other better movies that deserve to be higher, like, you know, Interstellar, but it's super fun. Great Star Wars. I love the movie and watch it often, so I can't complain too much.
Do you have a, and we'll get to the other three later, but do you have a problem with five Star Wars films being on this list?
I mean, I don't think five of them could fit in the top 25 space movies of all time, but I love Star Wars, so I'm not going to complain too much.
Right. That's fair.
But I do think if, like, you're looking at the list from an objective standpoint, they probably should have limited that in some way.
Mm, yeah. As for The Force Awakens, visually it's great. It was a beautiful it was a beautiful return to cinema, and I'll always love it, even though the plot is a bit derivative of episode 4, but that's kind of the rhythm and pattern of the Star Wars films anyway, so I don't really have a major problem with that.
Yeah. One thing I will say is this is the first Rogue One was mentioned. Mm. Never mind. Point moot. Continue.
Okay. Number 14, Planet of the Apes, 1968.
It has more space than Predator.
Mm, it's true. It's true.
But not by much.
No. That's
Yeah. That's not a space movie.
I just don't see how you can...
Especially considering you find out, like, you can't even make the Avatar excuse where they're on a different planet, because they're not. They're on Earth the whole time.
Right.
I guess spoilers for Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that's a major spoiler. But if you haven't seen it or at least read about it by now, that's shame on you.
That's your problem.
That's your problem. It's from 1968. So,
yeah, I think we can spoil that one.
Yeah.
That's not a space movie, but it is a good movie. I've seen it.
Mm. Number 13, Gravity.
Okay, I haven't seen Gravity. I really want to. I'm sure visually it's amazing. I don't know if it has much of a plot, but I do like watching space tension, so I'm sure it's fine.
It was boring. I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Maybe that's a hot take. Yeah, it's a hot take. It wasn't that Sandra Bullock or George Clooney were bad. The plot was a little boring, and it just didn't really go anywhere. So,
one thing I will say, to credit the list, is it's definitely a space movie this time.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I will take Gravity on the top 25 over Planet of the Apes today.
Yeah.
Because it's a space movie.
It is a space movie.
Ugh. Okay. Now, are you ready for number 12?
I don't know, man. With this.
Spaceballs.
That's the Star Wars spoof with Mel Brooks, right?
Yep.
Well, I guess... okay, whatever. I haven't seen it. Go ahead to rant.
I've not seen it either, and it's because and if people are angry at me for saying this, fine. But I haven't seen it because it feels like it's just mockery. That is evil. I will never watch. So I've never watched it.
Fair enough. It's disrespectful.
It is. Knock it off. Galaxy Quest is fine though.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Makes perfect sense.
For number 11.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, I'm. It's the first one. I'm like, yes, cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah, good film.
Yeah, great movie.
It changed the MCU.
It did, for the better.
Yeah. Now, also, when I made my list, the only MCU films I was considering were the two Galaxy films, Guardians of the Galaxy films. So even though a film like Thor Ragnarok or Infinity War and Endgame went to space and had large portions of it in space, I didn't necessarily count them space movies.
I considered them as well.
I guess you could if you wanted to. Yeah, I guess you could if you wanted to, but...
The only Guardian stuff made my list.
Yeah.
So.
So I'll add that caveat when Thor Ragnarok doesn't show up. I wasn't necessarily considering it a space movie. So, gotcha. All right. Here's number 10, Avatar.
Okay, I can see the argument for this being a space movie more than most. What I can't see is the argument that it's the 10th best space movie ever, because it's not even really a good movie. Go ahead and rebuttal.
Well, I think it's a good movie. I think visually it's I mean, I don't think there's any argument there. I think
it's very pretty.
They did a lot of things at the time that hadn't been done before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think it was the first widespread use of motion capture throughout a movie.
Yeah, I think it's just a retelling of the tale of Pocahontas and John Smith, but that's okay.
I will say, above all else, even if the story is kind of boring and cheesy and I don't love most of it, the visuals from 2009 still do hold up absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, they still look great, and that's really impressive.
Yeah. And it's Sam Worthington. So Sam Worthington's a fun time. And Zoe Saldana's getting dressed up in playing a primary colored alien, so that's always fun.
Yeah, she's in like so many of the top grossing franchises.
Yeah, Star Trek, Avatar,
Marvel.
We're just waiting for her to make her Star Wars appearance.
No kidding.
All right, number 9. I don't have much to say about it. I haven't seen it. Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
I mean, I won't complain. I've heard it's legendary. I haven't seen it. Everyone who I know who's like 40 or older loves it. So
I love Star Trek, especially since I've seen Star Trek the Motion Picture, which was, I liked it more than most people, even though it was not good. So I definitely have gone. I will say this now, anyone who's upset that we haven't seen certain movies, kind of the whole point of this podcast was so that we could watch movies we haven't seen. So
we're doing it.
Yeah. we're getting there. So
also, I will say I'm very surprised for this one that you haven't seen it.
Yeah. I think I had seen the last I've seen the last 40 minutes of it.
Okay.
But I was like, I haven't seen enough of it that I could say I've watched it.
Gotcha.
So cool. I definitely want to go back and watch it, especially since I've seen I think all of the other Star Trek films. Except this one, which is weird because apparently it's the best one.
Yeah. I do love the modern trilogy, though. And the Picard era ones.
Oh, Picard is great. Love Picard. All right. Number 8. Apollo 13. Which, in my opinion, is the best non-fiction space film.
I can agree with that. I have no issues here. That's a super great movie.
It's Ron Howard, right? Yeah, it's Ron Howard.
Yep.
And Bill Paxton, Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon. Yeah, I gave Bill Paxton top billing over Tom Hanks and Kevin Bacon. Deal with it.
Game over, man.
Game over. Do you have much more to say about that?
No, it's just really good. If you haven't seen it, it's super good. Worth a watch. Yeah.
Number 7, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Get that crap off of my list. Get it out of here.
Yeah. Okay, so... Definitely not a top 25 movie, in my opinion, if we're talking about what you put on the film. However, I think the cultural impact of it, yeah, I guess it's a top 25 film in that regard, because you look at what it did in regard to its portrayal of space, some of the techniques they used in 1968, 10 years before, almost 10 years before Star Wars came out. They were, I mean, it's kind of hard for us to grade it now, but I guess it would be visually stunning then. And one of the things it did was bring the space genre from the B movie grade to, you know, a full box office smash.
Yeah, I get it. I get that it's important. I get that people go nuts for it. But if you ever want to fall asleep while you watch a movie, if you have insomnia, that's the cure. Watch 2001: A Space Odyssey. You will be asleep in 5 minutes.
The movie is so slow.
And it's maybe so boring.
Where I actually will explain the story, because watching it, you won't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
There's about 30 minutes of the film that are really good, and it's with Hal. And even that, I thought, was dragged out way too long. If they had developed some sort of narrative around Dave and Hal, that was the most interesting part of the film. But by the time we got to the 10-minute montage of flying through multicolored landscapes, it became very clear to me that this movie was meant to be watched on acid.
Yeah.
Which, of course, David Bowie did 5 times in the theater.
Oh, fun. Yeah. You know, man, this was a 3-hour movie.
Mm-hmm. That could have been an hour.
Yeah, like 15 minutes of it were interesting, because like 80% of the movie is slow-moving spacecraft moving through space set to orchestral classical music.
Bro, but could you imagine what this would look like on acid? It'd be awesome.
Well, you can try that out and get back to me.
That's my Stanley Kubrick impersonation. I've never heard the man speak. He sounds like he's about to go catch some waves.
The only thing worthwhile Stanley Kubrick ever directed was The Shining, and that is a hill I will die on. Let's keep going before I get killed.
Wait, have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
No, continue.
How about... okay. Number 6. Aliens.
Too low, but good.
Yeah, it's Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton's great. We've talked about this on the podcast before. So
Bill Paxton, he was the lead. Top billing over Sigourney Weaver.
That's right. Again. Number 5, The Right Stuff, which is one I've not seen, so it's kind of hard for me to judge it being number 5.
Yeah, I've not seen it either.
Number 4, I know you'll disagree, Star Wars Episode 6, The Return of the Jedi.
No, that it's better than Rogue One, so sure.
I love it. For some reason, he hates it. I absolutely adore this film.
I don't think it's the
fourth best Star Wars
film. It's one-third of a good movie.
One-third. Okay, whatever. It's a great movie. Alien.
What number was that?
Number 3, Alien.
Okay. On the money. That's good.
Yep. Yeah. Number 2, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Sure.
Sure. It's great. It's fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, come on.
It's just expected. Like, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
It's on my list. It's pretty high. It's great, but it's not news that everyone loves Empire.
Right. And number 1, Star Wars, A New Hope.
Sure. I mean, it's a space movie. Definitely
it's
a great movie.
Great space movie.
It is. It's a classic, one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
I think Empire is better.
Yeah, I'll agree there. But you think of all the space franchises and such that emulated Star Wars, even with this concept of just having a group of rogues gallivanting across the galaxy to save it from evil, you know.
That's the story is not new at all. It wasn't new then either.
Talking about this. The format was new.
Yeah, the setting was new.
what was it? It was, I guess, I mean, it took inspiration from Westerns. It took inspiration from the samurai films, all of that, and put it in space. And it's a great film, even though a lot of the people around George Lucas at the time told him that it was going to wash out. I think it's great. It obviously launched one of the greatest franchises ever and birthed four other entries on this list, two of which don't deserve to be anywhere near the list. The other one slightly outside the list, in my opinion. But
yeah,
I mean, but it's inspired so much of space culture. And I think that's why we struggled to find a lot of space movies, because a lot of the space movies are either Star Trek or Star Wars or Alien, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Even something like the original Battlestar Galactica was a ripoff of Star Wars, you know? So it's like everything's got some bit of, you know, Star Wars or Star Trek in it.
Fair points.
Yeah. So are you ready? Now that we've finished The Ringer, let's offer our rebuttals with our top 10 films, yes. Space yeah. films.
Worth noting, a couple movies, both of us, which we... excuse me. A couple movies that we both wish we'd seen are Moon and Sunshine. Yeah. I feel like both of those might be on the list if we had seen them.
Are you surprised I didn't even give an honorable mention to Moon
based off reaction? Yeah, I am. Especially since yeah. it's an actual space movie.
Yeah, it's true. Why don't you hit us with your 10, number 10?
10 is, I do want to say my... One honorable mention, or two honorable mentions are Star Trek and Alien Covenant. I think Covenant's better than people give it credit for. But my number 10 is First Man.
Ooh.
Directed by Damien Chazelle, starring Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not what you expect it to be, but it's very good. And it's about Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin going to the moon for the first time. The moon sequence, man. Mm-hmm. Stunning.
Well, I mean, it's Damien Chazelle, so of course it is.
Yeah. So,
I mean, he's known for his great space films, obviously.
He is.
Did they sing when they landed on the moon?
No, nobody was there.
Oh, darn. I was hoping Emma Stone would just show up randomly and
just be singing.
Gosling would shed his astronaut suit and be wearing a nice suit and tie, and a piano would roll onto the scene. He'd sit down, play a musical number, and then they'd, you know, get up and dance. Be great.
That'd be hilarious.
That's how I wanted First Man to end. Number 10 is Total Recall.
Cool. I have no problem with that. I have not seen it though.
Movie. First time I watched it though. So I watched it after the first time I watched The Terminator, I watched the first 40 minutes of it, and for whatever reason I didn't end up finishing it. But then I watched Total Recall shortly thereafter, and I probably started about 30 minutes into that film, so I missed the first 30 minutes, and I thought they were the same film, Terminator and Total Recall, and I was trying to figure out how the two connected. I was like, what did I miss in between the first 40 minutes of Terminator and the first 40 minutes of and then I realized, well, it's two different films, buddy.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, that's especially with those two.
Yeah, it's Arnold. So I was like, Arnold's only been in one thing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Number 9. Okay.
Number 9, Apollo 13.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Number 9, Star Trek 2009.
Very good.
It's good. It's a good film.
Number 8, The Martian.
I like, big fan of The Martian, as I've already said. Great soundtrack. Listening to disco while being the only person on the planet sounds like a great idea to me. I'm always down for that.
Yeah, you would be.
All right, my number 8 is Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Very good. That narrowly missed out on my list.
It's such a good film. Love
it. Is. Volume 2. It is. It is.
It's hilarious. And have Kurt Russell, which is always, always, always a win.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Best line in the MCU.
Is he cool? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's cool. All right. Number seven is the curveball I have here. The Cowboy Bebop movie.
Okay. See, I'm not surprised because I expected.
You expected what?
I expected it to be there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a full-length feature based on the anime series, mm-hmm. and it really plays like a full-length episode of the show, which means it's awesome. Shinjiro, I think the director's name is Shinjiro Watanabe. I could be wrong, don't quote me on that, but he is magnificent at directing animation and action. The movie mm-hmm. is really interesting. The story is fun. The characters are iconic. It's just great. I love it. And it's in space. A lot of it takes place on like Mars or something.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Just like Total Recall.
Yeah.
By the way, going back to Total Recall, did you know it's also an adaptation of a Philip K. Dick short story?
I did know that, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Philip K. Dick showing up all over the place.
Yeah, he's pretty good. If only he put space in Blade Runner.
I know. It's unfortunate. All right. Number seven. We're on number seven, right? You just did number seven.
Yep.
Number seven, Apollo 13.
Very good. No complaints.
Yeah. Bill Paxton.
The greatest actor of all time.
Top billing.
Yeah. Who was in that movie Edge of Tomorrow with him? Somebody else was in some famous guy. I can't remember.
I think it's just Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I think it is too. Edge of Tomorrow is a great movie. If that had space, it would be on my list. Okay. You didn't like Edge of Tomorrow?
I thought we've discussed this. No, I thought it was boring, which was really upsetting because I had been waiting a long time to see it, and I was excited to see it, and it disappointed.
No idea how you can find that movie boring. Anyway, number six, Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, too low, but I respect that. Number six, The Martian.
Too high, but I respect that.
Disco in space, only person on the planet. Sounds great, Joey. You got to be quiet, buddy.
He did not leave. Well, we might have a cat giving his opinion, too.
That's fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
All the great space films have cats on board.
That is true, actually. Number five, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Yeah, I respect that. I like it. It's a great film. Almost made my list.
It's the best.
Yeah.
But not actually, because it's only number five.
Number five. Alien.
Yeah.
Has a cat in it.
It does. Not Bill Paxton, though, which is why it's not as good as the other one.
That's right.
Number four is Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. I almost put this on my list, but I was having a hard time justifying three Star Wars films in the top 10.
Yeah. I wasn't going more than two.
Yeah. So number four is Star Wars, A New Hope.
Understandable. Yep. Number three is Alien. It's got a cat.
Alien or Aliens?
Alien.
Oh, no. Yeah, Alien. Okay. Yes, it's got a cat. It's a great cat.
Yeah.
Didn't die, which means that it was smarter than most of the other crew.
Yeah, Jonesy.
Smaller and faster.
And it has... a jump scare. He gets his own little jump scare.
Yeah. Jonesy is in part at least responsible for one death of the crew, so maybe Jonesy is not as innocent as we think.
I mean, have you met cats? None of them are as innocent as you think.
Cats are perfect. Cats are great. That's a hot take right there.
Cats are not perfect.
Most controversial thing I've seen, I've said, ever.
Cats are not perfect, but they are great.
Are we on number three?
Yes.
Aliens. Bill Paxton, man. Top billing. Yeah,
he's in that one. Number two for me is Aliens. And I was going back and forth between Alien and Aliens, which one's higher. And I was like, you know what? Aliens has Bill Paxton.
Force is right. That's right. That's right. Bill Paxton all the way, man. Game freaking over.
I think that's the end of our Bill Paxton jokes because he's not in any of the rest of the movies I've got. And by movies, I mean movie.
Hmm. That's unfortunate. Number two, Interstellar. This film was not on their top 25 after reading all of their entries is ridiculous. Space Jam.
How is Space Jam? Yeah, that's the one that sticks out to me. How is Space Jam higher than Interstellar? it's sad.
A joke. It's a joke. That's what happens when you make your list based off what Twitter says. Come on.
I know. It's sad. Very
frustrating.
My number one, and you know it's great because it's in my number one without having Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Is Interstellar.
Man, right where it should be.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Thank you. And go ahead and I won't spoil your number one pick, but go ahead.
My number one pick is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
To me, it's the best sequel out there. Well, I got to think of all the sequels, but it's at least one of the best sequels. It's my favorite sequel, apparently. It's great.
I think the one that would give you a run for its money is The Dark Knight.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Which would have been on the list if it was a space movie. But yeah, it's nowhere near a space movie.
You know, it probably could have been on the website's list because the sky appears in it. You know?
That's right. I forgot about that.
There's that one shot where the sky is visible. So.
And Batman has that skyhook thing. If he missed the plane, he could have ended up in space.
Space, yeah.
It's true. Yeah, no, this is a great film. The combat, the final fight against Luke and Darth Vader is so much better than the fight in episode 4. And we have Yoda. We introduced Yoda. It's great. And the plot twist, which you should know it, but I'll be generous and not spoil it like Elijah spoiled Planet of the Apes.
What a guy.
What a guy. Yeah. Pretty great that way.
Yeah, I like our lists better.
I think our lists are better. I had seen films like Moon and Sunshine, but...
Yeah. I've noticed it has a lot of the same movies as that list, except they're in the proper places and there's no Space Jam.
Yes, or Spaceballs, which is much more egregious in my mind.
Fair enough.
Space Jam's kind of odd because it has far more to do with... I mean, I can't even remember if they go to space. I think Michael Jordan gets sucked down a golf ball hole.
That's not space.
And I think there might be space in the Looney Tune world, but I don't remember. It has much more to do with Looney Tunes, Michael Jordan, and Bill Paxton. Murray. I had Bill Paxton on the brain. Bill Murray.
Anyway, is that it for this week?
I think that's it for this week. You have any final thoughts before I talk about what we got next week?
I don't think so. Interstellar, it's a good one.
Okay. So next week, we will be watching The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And that's going to be pretty great.
Thankfully, it's not 4 hours long.
No, it's only 2 hours and 58 minutes. It's directed by Sergio Leone.
Only, he says.
Yeah, only. It stars Clint Eastwood as the man with no name, a.k.a. Blondie.
That's the name, though.
Okay, so in the trilogy, he has a different name in each film. So it's kind of like...
Okay.
He's great. And then in the second segment, we'll probably do something like, okay, this is what we'll do. We will rank our five favorite anti-heroes. So
anti-heroes.
There you go. That's what we're doing. Doesn't necessarily I'm not talking like a Deadpool anti-hero. It can be any type of, from any film or anything that is sort of an anti-hero. Huh. That's what we're going to do. This is news to Elijah. I just decided right now.
That's cool. I have some thinking to do.
Yeah, you do. You got a whole week to do it, minus the 3 hours you're going to be spending watching The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And it's going to be great. You're gonna love it, man. Or not. You'll either love it or hate it.
Yeah. That's how usually movies go these days. You can't just kind of think it's okay.
It's better. It's way better than Sergio Corbucci's The Great Silence. It's on par with.
Gosh, I hope so.
It's on par with Unforgiven. And the Spaghetti Western next week, we'll be doing the entire episode in Italian, dubbed into English. It'll be great.
Yes. Just give me a little bit. I got to brush up on my Italian.
I think that's going to do it for today. I have been Forrest. He has been Elijah. You guys have been beautiful. This has been We Watch Movies. Until next time, just keep watching movies.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over.